Rich Dog in the Morning live show for you here every Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. Tune in for a smile for your workday. We'll give you something to talk about. Maybe we'll even get fired up like we were today. Man, this is fun. We should take breaks more often, come back with a whole bunch of juice in the tank, and then we'll finish all over your face, says Belly. So thank you for that. Belly, Matt LaBelle across the way. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
I got Matty Potts in the Santa Monica newsroom across the land.
Here I am.
And I've got you, the listeners, in the social media lounge. So thank you for waking up every morning, every Wednesday and Friday morning, 10 a.m., and joining us on the YouTube channel TTR Studios. That is us, and we are dedicated to you, so we appreciate it. Let's get into this. Does anybody have, do you think really that, I just want to finish 3 minutes. You can't tell me that the government is putting this tax on there. Can somebody Google, will you Google the syntax? And see what the actual reasons are for it, because we're saying
anything about taxes, government wants more money. That's a fact.
But can't be. This is an argument that I got into with my friend Potts. It can't be because the tax can't be in place because it's bad for you. I just don't agree that it's to recoup the money, like Belly is saying, that's going to put you long term in the hospital. I don't think it's. I think it's more of a deterrent to say you shouldn't do that.
I think so too.
Because what's the difference of what you just said?
There's no difference. Like,
is this just beating a dead horse?
No, but you just said the same thing. It's a deterrent for doing something that's bad. But then
I don't think it has anything to do with the recouping the money that you're going to end up going to the hospital for because you're doing something bad in the long run. I don't think that has
I think it should.
It should. I mean, that's what my friend was arguing. And I was like, get out of here.
But of course, taxes are always misappropriated. That's
so if
just
you're
the
telling
government,
me that the government's telling me I have a tax just because they think it's bad for me, well, go shove.
It's not because they think
you don't like it. You can go and live in another country.
Potts, there are people that would tell you that the keto diet, there are medical facts that it's bad for you. Should we tax you?
No. Sugar is bad for you. Sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. What do you want? Sugar leads to obesity. It leads to heart disease. Whatever.
Cancer.
Like,
okay, time out.
Absolutely, I'm on board with that being taxed.
But is it possible that a little bit of sugar can actually be healthy if you use it in a moderated level?
No, sugar's not healthy. Eating a little bit of sugar in moderation won't kill you. It won't be bad for you, but it's not healthy.
So why should I have to pay a tax for it if I'm going to use it moderately?
Yeah, we don't use it moderately.
Well, but I should have the choice. I should have the choice to.
No,
like
sure.
F you, government,
agree.
For telling not me that you think sugar is bad. I'm not going to overdo it, so why am I paying extra?
It's just a soda tax, man.
But why should I be subject to it? I drink soda once a week.
So
that's
you
bullshit.
Are barely in like impacting the entire.
Right. So you're not impacted by it. So stop complaining.
You're not buying. Like, think about the people that buy soda every single day.
I don't know.
That tax.
I don't like the idea of the government telling me that I have to pay a tax because they think something's bad for
and
me.
And that tax.
But
is like,
oh, by the way, you can't smoke weed. Okay. How does that make sense? Like, stop telling me what's bad for me.
Well, that's true. I mean, no one's saying the government isn't a bunch of hypocrites, but. I'm on board for us. We need to take some sort of action against what's going on with the health care system and just people. And part of that is the biggest issue is we are paying for people to eat like fucking animals. And it's disgusting. And I mean, I literally can barely get health insurance because of it. Everyone wants to go to like a universal health care. We can, and I would love to, but we can't afford it because people in this country will take total advantage of it. They see that as a way. Now I can eat and do whatever I want because I can just go to the doctor.
Oh,
it's such bullshit.
That.
And why do we put a tax on it? Because people in this country have proven they are not responsible enough for their own health.
That's a good point.
Agreed.
I got to give them that.
Agreed. It's so good. I even lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you were ready to go. But that's fine. I want to get you on scooters anyways, because we got to talk about this. I only got a few minutes left with the people, and I found it fascinating what's happening out in California with these scooters.
So when I was out there, obviously, I rode around scooters in San Diego, and we have Bird scooters and Lime scooters here in D.C.
But are you talking about motorized,
motorized scooters.
Vespa scooters or more like a Razor scooter?
No, they have a accelerator.
It's just a stand-on. It's not a. I want to make sure people realize it's not. When I heard this, I thought it was sit-down Vespa type scooters. No. It's not like that.
It looks like a Razor, but it has a motor.
And it's bigger wheels too. So like a Razor for adults, could we say like a Razor for adults?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. So moving.
So these are all over the Santa Monica Pier. I mean, they're all over San Diego. But when I saw them in L.A., I was sitting in a bar later on that night, and they're posting the news story about the Friday before I got there, the LAPD had gone and confiscated all the scooters.
Now stop there. Tell people what these scooters are, Potts, and then Belly will finish this story.
These are scooters that are very easy to manage. They're scooters that are set out every day after being taken into charge. They're set out every day, and you just use an app on your phone to scan the scooter. You start the scooter, and you use it for however long you want, drive it for however long you want, and then you stop. It's 15 cents a minute or something like that.
It's amazing. You see these scooters all over the street. They're just sitting there. When you're finished with it, you just put it down. Right.
That's the big problem is right now is so they're just being left wherever.
Yeah, they're all over. Potts, is that right? You live out there. I mean, you just see. Well, I saw scooters just sitting around everywhere.
There's one sitting right outside of my apartment right now. It's hilarious. And they come at like midnight. A truck comes and just picks them up. It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, the big issue that I had with it, because I think they're awesome.
It sounds so convenient.
It's very convenient. Yeah. Like, the beaches are long. Like, the sidewalks are long. But this makes it, like, manageable to see more of the beach in the day.
Oh,
to kind of
sure.
check out the whole scene.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, like, did you ever take, at the beach, you ever, like, rent those little, like, sit-down bikes that you could kind
of
bike the cruise? This is such a fun way to do something like that.
And
exploring.
It makes the city larger in a way, because, like, now... It's cutting down on like ride emissions because it's electric. It's not using any kind of gas or anything like that. It's walkers are now able to go a little longer of distances.
Oh, I don't want a walker to do anything. Yeah.
I drove when I was in San Diego. I literally probably did over 10 miles of scootering.
Potts took me on a bike ride when I went out to visit him, and I was crying after 3 miles.
Dude, you would have thought I was, like, dragging him in chains. Like, oh, my God.
He was huffing.
It was a beautiful day. We're going, you know, from Santa Monica Pier down to Venice. And, I mean, I used to do this literally, like, every other day.
It was awesome.
And I'm, like, so excited to show him this. And he's like, you know, he's like lagging behind. I have to keep looking over my shoulder. I'm like, come on, man. He's like,
should have gotten a scooter.
I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, if I had a scooter, I would have been cruising right next to him and just like not even breaking a sweat. These things sound really, and it's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. And now there is one thing that happened to me on the Santa Monica Pier in that beach there where I was riding one of the scooters on the like bike path where you're technically, quote unquote, not supposed to ride them.
One wheel riders, you're going to love this story.
And who happens to shout at me and say no scooters on the sidewalk? It was a skateboarder. Now, Potts, you may have a little history. You may know this. Were skateboards always allowed on the bike path at the Santa Monica Beach and Pier?
No, and honestly, they probably still shouldn't.
I don't think they still
are. It's such a pain. Yeah, it might not be anymore, but.
Yeah, well, they're always on there.
Before you move on, Potts, can you explain? Because if you haven't been out there, you don't realize this is almost like a street. The Santa Monica sidewalk, can you explain
the bike
that?
Path.
It's literally like, it's like there's traffic. Yeah. And I mean, I used to go all the time on my bike, just regular bicycle, and I had to get a bell because you'll literally run people down. People will stop and bend over and tie their shoes.
Because those walkers don't stay in their lane.
Run across. Dude, it's like playing a game of Frogger.
It really is.
But, like, you could take someone out, man. It is, like, dangerous. And you go down on the weekend, you have to have a bell.
And you could get taken out because if you're just walking, some people who bike, they're just like, vroom, they're, like, mowing through.
And rightfully, because it's annoying. It's like, if you're going to walk down the freaking boardwalk, maybe don't be on your phone. I mean, people are so stupid. And it's like, hey, you have a 2-year-old kid. Don't let him run across the boardwalk by himself because he will get mowed down.
And it's not going to be
the biker's fault.
But it's not a boardwalk. I want people to realize it's a wide cement path.
It's a two-lane.
Going through
the
sand.
Sidewalk.
But it's going through the sand. So, like, you could easily, if you wanted to walk, just take 2 steps off to the sidewalk, to the sand.
Right.
And tie your shoes over there.
There is a designated lane for walkers.
They
just gotta walk single file.
So now this guy is you weren't always allowed to ride skateboards on it.
No, you're.
And what did he say?
He just said no scooters.
Oh, fuck.
It's the greatest.
I'm like, you're skateboarding. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
We're supposed to be on the same team, buddy.
What a dick. But no, I think
go
they're,
home
they're,
and get your one wheel and then get on this thing and I'll tell you no one wheeling.
Tell the people. In fact, let's send you on a production. Let's send Belly on a production wild goose chase. Can you pull up a picture of these scooters? I bet you can do that. All right. Belly's going to show the people what a picture of these scooters look like. Just take it to T first.
And on a quick side note, I was super excited to get a chance to ride this one wheel. And then I find out you can't even basically transport it?
Well,
now?
I tried to ship it, studio mode. I tried to ship it, and they were telling me that I was going to have to spend. I had to take it to a. Okay, so the one wheel has lithium batteries.
Could you not just bring it on the airplane?
Well, you can, but there it's like a 50-50 shot of whether you're not or whether or not you're going to get it through, because like the watt hours of the battery, the amp hours or something. I think on the airline's websites, it says they will accept anything between up to like 160 amp hours. The one wheel plus is 130, so it's pushing it. Now, Belly's going to show you a picture of these scooters that we're talking about here. This is pretty neat. Just hit D and you'll show the people. That's pretty neat. Like these, they're not huge. You can see here as we scroll through. They're super manageable. And you just see these cool things. They're lying around the streets everywhere. I'm sure they get beat to shit, but can you imagine? It's like one of those bicycles that you can rent in the city. It's just like you just pick it up, log into the app, start your timer, and just go wherever you want.
Yeah, I took it 3 miles to a pot shop.
Good for you. I think it's genius. So thank you, Belly. Nicely done. But no, pots, you can't. They wouldn't let me ship this one wheel. I dropped it off at FedEx, and they're like, nah, you got to bring it to a hazmat FedEx shipping center down the road, and they're going to charge you like $300 to do it. I'm just like, nah, dude.
It's
so
crazy.
There are actually really rental. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I just found out there's something called, you're not going to be able to get on it and on any kind of flight unless everyone has to start getting, it's called a real ID. So as your license, driver's license expires, you now have to get something called a real ID, or just you can get a regular driver's license, which I just have a regular one. And it literally says restrictions apply on the top of my ID now. And it's because I didn't bring, you have to bring like a birth certificate, social security card, and literally get like double verified to get an official real ID that you can take to airports. Because again, this whole like, I guess, terrorism, and it's just getting way out of control.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest, it feels like
we're
becoming communists. Like, it's like, it feels like we're going backwards. It's really, really weird and scary.
Real quick, Copy says that's why they definitely need charging bases for these things. They don't need to be picked up every night. They just need to be returned to designated areas.
That would be smart.
Right.
So that's why they're picking them up. I was like, why are they picking them up?
They're picking them up. Charge. Okay. They charge them overnight to drop them off the next day. But
it'll evolve. I mean, the business model will evolve.
I mean, those rent-a-bikes were the same kind of thing, you know, especially with those in D.C. where you have to, like, pull them out of the locking place, and then you have to return it to a locking place to end your stuff.
I'm sure, because like, yeah, they're not going to keep doing these, you know, driving around and picking up fucking 1,000. I mean, yeah, that's got to be a cumbersome job, honestly.
Exactly. And it's less. And honestly, it's less of a labor force you have to worry about when you have charging stations.
Can you imagine if there were one wheels that you could just literally pick up and leave? Oh, my God. Life just got amazing.
Also, the liability that they have when the user signs on these is basically all upon the user.
Oh, okay. Sure. I mean, do you sign that? I'm sure I agree. You hit the button. Yeah, that has to happen.
I'm not drunk.
Do we want to get pet peeves in?
I don't know if we have time for it. Potts, we've got 4 minutes with the people. Do you want to do pet peeves? Can you get it in?
Or do you want to save it?
You want to do the tip?
Well, we can save it. we can save it. Let's just say that, like, as baby mama and I we're living together, we're about to move again. This is actually the last live stream I'll be doing from this studio. I'm going to be into a new one next time. But I'm learning what her pet peeves are, and it's just funny to see how she tells me. That's the funniest part, is when someone tells you what their pet peeve is without trying to nag you.
My pet peeve right now is the line that's been on your face and across your microphone since you've been doing this show. It's driving me crazy.
It's all right. We'll find better lighting in the new studio.
Oh, there we go.
What's one of the pet peeves that she's given you so far?
I leave the lights on. I leave the lights on in every room. So,
which doesn't close cabinets.
I do not. I don't close cabinets at all.
Worse.
It's dangerous.
It's weird, man. I have a weird thing about closing doors. I don't do it. I don't finish things. I don't eat the last bite. Yeah, I don't drink the last sip. I always leave a little bit in the bottle.
You do.
I do something like that too, actually. And I don't know why. I think we do it for different reasons, but I do notice that one, I sometimes I don't like to finish things. And two, I have clothes that I'll never wear. Like, I have t-shirts that are still like in the plastic bags and stuff. I like having things. I have a pair of Pumas that are still in the box. I haven't even opened the box.
So I have a tip for you, Potts.
What's up?
So I have a tip for you. So go ahead when you're moving into your new place, set everything.
Oh, this is good.
In your all the hangers facing outwards. All right. So when you pull something out, just take the hanger out with it, and then when you return the hanger, put it forwards. So anything that you haven't, anything that's still flipped around after like 6 months or even a year, take those out of your closet and donate the hell out of them because you're never going to wear them.
That's a good move. Okay. It's a good move. Also,
I can tell you right now, I wear maybe the same 10 t-shirts. I mean, I could throw away three quarters of my entire closet.
You guys see us. We're live on YouTube. We cycle through about 10 t-shirts each.
Exactly. I wish you stuck with the Scooby shirt today.
I should have.
Yeah, freaking
Well, because I'm wearing the same. I have three pairs of black pants, and I wear them every day at Marinate, and I wear them whenever I'm working at Academy.
Okay, but what's one of your pet peeves? I want to know more pet peeves. You leave the lights on? What do you mean? Like I'll give you one. You know what? Something that was keeping me up when I was sleeping at your place?
What?
That GD rock that you have in your room. What is that crystal rock that emits light?
I don't know what she thinks it like sends out positive vibes. She's kind of like got that hippie attitude. Like she doesn't like the lights on because she it's waste of electricity. She has this rock light that thinks it sends out like positive vibes.
It's like warm lighting, but whatever. It's like the way I was looking, I was directing like my vision right at it. And I was just like staring at it while I was sleeping. You leave the lights on in like in the bedroom or just in general or what?
No, and just wherever, like, but it's like, because if we're watching TV and then I'm cooking, so I like go in and I'll like do something and I leave to come back in. Like, I'm not going to turn the lights on and off every time I go in out of the kitchen if we're awake.
Belly, can you think of a pet peeve that would drive you nuts from just anybody you're dating? Not to call out an ex or anything, but something that you can't stand from somebody that you're dating. Finish us strong. Belly, the final word. What is something you can't stand out of a girl that you're dating? And it's not something that you're calling out an ex for. You just, I can't stand this. So I'll let you think while I promo the fact that I will be on Monday, the DJ and the MC for a tennis pro-am. And John Isner, the fastest server in the circuit right now, will be there. And for $150, you can get 5 serves against him. I will do that if we can get $150 to come in to our GoFundMe. So just head over to GoFundMe.com/TTRStudios and put your donations in. When we get to 150, even if we get to 75, I'll make up the rest. But if you guys start donating, I will do it. That's fine. And I will videotape it and be made an ass of. That's fine.
All right.
He's going to smash me. Belly, what is something that is a pet peeve of somebody that you would be dating?
So I'm thinking about it now, and now I'm actually probably realizing why I'm perpetually single. one of my biggest pet peeves and things I can't, one of the things I can't stand the most is indecisiveness. And every single person I know is indecisive. And most, no offense to any woman out there, but most women I know are fairly indecisive.
Belly, let's do a fun one.
But I have a lot of friends too.
Let's do a fun back and forth real quick. You're the guy, I'm the girl. And you say, oh my God, I was going to feed it to you. Go ahead.
So where do you want to go to eat tonight?
I don't care.
All right. So, let's go to, Red Robin.
Oh, I'm not in the mood for that.
All right, let's go get Chinese food.
We had that last night. and it goes on and on from there.
How about a sandwich?
I don't like bread. I'm gluten-free. Matty Potts, get me out of here.
That's all I got. I hope everyone has a good weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
See you, buddy. Have a wonderful time. We will talk to you next week on Wednesday. Belly, we got to get out of here. Say goodbye to the people, man.
People, it's been good to be back this week. We are so happy to see you as always. Thanks to all, including One Woman, One Wheel, who got into the Social Media Lounge late. We're glad to see you. We missed you. And also thanks to Copy, Joe Evans,
everybody,
Ryan Nelson.
Yeah, it's been a good day today. A
bunch of people in the Social Media Lounge today. Appreciate you as always. Thanks for all your input, and we'll catch you next time.
GoFundMe.com/TTRStudios. Let's get $150 extra in there. We're starting this show at $375. If you guys get it to $525, I will take video of myself getting smashed, probably in the face or the junk, by John Isner, the fastest server on the tennis circuit right now. Folks, it's been a blast. Thank you. We'll see you on Tuesday for the voice of One Wheel. For everybody here at TTR Studios, Slooch Dog in the morning
at LITMRadio.com.